Please turn with me in your scriptures to the 23rd Psalm. And because it's rather traditional, I'm going to read today from the King James translation, which is the best known form of that psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'd like to reflect with you on just one part of Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The nature of our life in this world is that we are always in what in Hebrew translation would be the valley of the shadow. The Septuagint adds the word death to the word shadow to bring out the implied nuance of the Hebrew term that's used there. But often as we walk through the valley of the shadow, or the valley of the shadow of death in this life, the valley seems rather wide and well sunlit. As we often experience in our lives periods, long periods, sometimes decades of life experience where we are healthy and affairs are well with us and this life is good and to be enjoyed. Then there are times when this valley that is our life narrows down and the walls are steep and the sun, except at high noon, casts deep shadows into that valley. And we are aware that we are in a place where danger always lurks. It was there when the valley was wide and when the sun was bright, but we couldn't see it. And now when the valley becomes narrow and our thoughts turn to less than pleasant things, we recognize that we are still walking in that valley of the shadow. To say the least, I have recently transitioned from the wide to the narrow, at least for a while. It is a odd thing to 1 week be out making hay on part of our 7 acres. And since it's small land, we don't have big equipment, and so I make hay the hard way with a pitchfork. And shortly after that, be told you need to go to the hospital now. Not tomorrow, not later this afternoon, now. And so that transition from a sunlit and wide valley full of all the joys of this life to a narrow slot canyon, to use a metaphor from my trips out west, filled with shadow, can happen very, very quickly. And all of you are studying to be pastors. And as you do that, you will be called upon to be the under-shepherds of the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. And part of what you need to work to develop, and God will give you grace to do, is to be able to identify with your people, not just when the valley is wide and sunlit, but when the valley is narrow and full of shadows, so that you can stand with your people when they look at the threats that come upon them in this life. And you can be the mouth and the hands of Jesus to speak to them this important word that is for us gospel. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. The entire story of the Old Testament is the story of God being with his people. The great crisis at the Exodus is that the people have sinned against God and God will not go up with them. And Moses pleads that God will go with his people. The promise of God repeated again throughout the scriptures is God says to his people, always in the present tense, I am with you. And we find those words echoed one final time in the end of Matthew's gospel, where God, Emmanuel, says to us, and I am with you always to the end of the age. You see, everything in this life, everything is weak and feeble. And it all passes away. Obviously, that's true of our bodies. It's true of the political and social setting in which we find ourselves. Those here in the front row who are my age or slightly younger have all seen the radical changes in American culture from our youth. And who knows what it will be 50 years down the road. And the same happens with friends. When you're younger, you have your best friends, and they're your best friends for life. But sometimes when you're older, you discover that your best friends are no longer your best friends. Things change. People change. Circumstances change. And as you grow older, that valley gets progressively narrower. And the shadows get darker. And we have to ask the question, what is our hope? What is our confidence? What is our assurance as we go through all the vicissitudes of this life and face the threats and the uncertainties that necessarily come upon all of us at some point and at some time in our lives? And David's answer is that thou art with me. You see, if the creator of heaven and earth and his incarnate son, Jesus Christ, if he is with me, then I am never alone, even when I am utterly alone. I am never forsaken, even when I feel forsaken. Because you see, the living God and the living Christ is with me. So the most important question you can ask yourself, and you can ask your parishioners as you serve in the ministry, your congregation members, is do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know that he is with you? That he's with you now in the good times? That he's with you now in the hard times? That he's with you now in the grief? With the joy, in the expectation of wonderful things for the future, or as a recent member of our congregation received the news, the few weeks left before the tumor in the brain ends her life. Do you see that people live in this world filled with all of the joys of this world, playing with all of the technologies we play with, thinking somehow that because we have iPads and iPhones and computers and cars that talk to you and park themselves and all kinds of wonderful things, that somehow we are different than we have ever been since the day that Adam and Eve took of that fruit. But the truth is, the more things change outwardly, the more evident it is that nothing changes inwardly. We remain those weak and mortal people walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And that death is impending upon us, and nothing can stop its arrival. How foolish to live this life filled with all the delightful good things that modern technology and modern commerce can give us, and yet walk into that darkness with no hope and no certainty. And would it be to trade away all of our iPads and iPhones and computers and technologies and cars and wonderful gadgets that we have and know this, that wherever I am in that shadow, wherever I travel through that valley, however bright it seems to be or dark it seems to be, I know this, that Jesus is there with me, that he is my shepherd, that I do not need to fear, though fear always crops up within me, because thou art with me. And if the living God, if the risen Christ is with me, if he is, as it were, the one who holds me by the hand, even when I walk through that valley to its end, I simply walk through a door into a fuller and richer life. Why? Because thou art with me. Do you know that as the truth in your heart? Will you communicate that truth to those to whom you are called to serve in the years that God gives you after you leave this place of training? Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for the promise that you are always with us through your Son Jesus. We thank you that you never leave us or forsake us, that you with your Son are the great shepherd who watch over us and keep us. Give us peace and joy in your presence. Give us boldness to face the troubles of this life, knowing that you are with us. And make us those who announce that good news of your saving presence to those around us, that they too might walk and know you as their God and Savior. In our Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen.